phone calls, but the experience would not have been different for them if Esther had been involved in the chaos. You get a sense of what we are getting at?
I do. And
so what is it that makes you or Esther feel like you owe it to someone you love to feel as bad as they feel?
That is the question.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's see if we can sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been well for so long, I think I'll be sick for a while so that some of those sick people won't be so sick. Illogical, isn't it?
Right, or so lonely in their sickness. Somehow I feel like I'm abandoning them or leaving them behind.
I think that I will get fewer ideas for a while because I might be using up all of the ideas. I've had so many great ideas, and there must be a whole world full of people out there with empty faces, empty minds and blank looks on their faces because I'm using up all of the ideas. That's illogical, isn't it? If I connect to Source, I'm not depriving anyone of connecting to Source. In fact, I'm standing as an example of someone who is connected to Source, and that's the best example that I can give. So where does the sentiment come from that says misery loves company? Do you think misery loves anything? Or do you think misery is misery? Do you think misery has the capacity to love? Or is misery just misery? And so what that phrase is misery attracts misery, attracts misery. It is a law of attraction phrase, isn't it? Misery attracts misery. So if I keep fostering a little misery in myself, then I'll be ready for my miserable friends if they need me. I'll keep myself feeling a little vulnerable and a little sick. I'll hang out there on the edge a little bit because I want to be there if they need me. If they call out with their vibration, I want to go right there to them. Don't really, do you? Or I think I'll get myself so connected to Source energy that I'm just full of Source energy. And then if they ever get close to that, I'll be right there. I'll practice my connection to Source so profoundly that if they get anywhere near me in vibrational variance, they'll draw me right in. My impulse to call will be right at the right time. We'll have an uplifting experience together. You can't get sick enough to help sick people get well. It doesn't work that way at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get miserable enough to help miserable people be happy. All that's going to happen is you're going to be miserable and they're going to be miserable. Now, you might justify each other's misery by acknowledging, and sometimes we know there is not anything worse than to be in a terrible mood and have some bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, shiny sort of a connected person trying to coax you into alignment. Because you'd really, killing them is the path of least resistance for you right then. In other words, it just feels better to punch their lights out. It feels better not to go where they are. And we want to talk about that just a little bit. This path of least resistance. Oh, this is really important. We're going to move into a new place here. So, path of least resistance. Now, ultimately, oh, you're really going to like this. Ultimately, path of least resistance is stepping into the stream of well-being that is your legacy. That is the ultimate path of least resistance. But if you've been practicing thoughts that don't feel so good, you were raised in an environment where they thought them and they taught them to you and you're practicing them and things around you are about them, then law of attraction is really making it easier for you to continue the negative thought than the positive thought. So right now, because of your practice of thoughts, it feels to you like the earthbound, physical path of least resistance is to complain with the complainers and protest with the protesters and so on. It isn't until you practice your connection over easier to find avenues, until you are able to sustain your connection with Source energy, that the path of least resistance really begins to feel like the most positive choices. That was big. Did you hear that? Sometimes people will say to us, why did the negative thought come so much easier? Why is it easier for me to think this negative thought than it is for me to think this positive thought? And we say, because you're focused upon the issue and of the choices that you're giving yourself.